another edition of A Few Minutes With, and I usually have to give an introduction as to the player who's joining us, but I think as Bronco fans, you should know who's sitting right next to me. And Champ, thanks a lot for coming on. I know fans are really eager for you to hit the field again. And just got some fan questions for you, Champ. This first one comes from Kevin in Texas. He asks, of all the players you've played with or against in your 10-year career, who do you have the most respect for?
Oh, most respect. Jeez, that's a good question. 10 years, I could go back. I could name a few. I want to say Brad Johnson, the way he approached the game. Nick Ferguson, the way he respects the game, works real hard. Ooh, there's a lot of guys. Let me try to knock off a few more. Larry Sanders. You know, it's funny, he played running back, but I learned a lot from him. You know, and I'm kind of dating myself saying that name. But I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, speaking of players that you played with, this next question comes from Gabe back in Washington, D.C., place where you started your career. You got to play with Deion Sanders and Dale Green. So you asked, what was it like playing with those two guys, and what were you able to learn from them as to being a professional when you first started?
I felt like I was very lucky to even, you know, have an opportunity to play with two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys don't get to play with one. And, you know, playing my position, I mean, it's so tough because physically you learn. You have the tools, but you got to utilize them on the field, how to utilize them. And those guys taught me a lot. I mean, of how to approach the game, how to study and everything. And, you know, I was very fortunate to have those Hall of Famers. And, man, I just wish everybody could have that opportunity to play with guys like that.
You'd be able to stay in contact with any of them still? Or?
Yes. I mean, actually, I do. I talk to Deion more than anybody. But it's funny because he always gives me a little quotes before games, and you know, he's very, very inspiring because he really cares about what we do out there.
Okay, now we talked about the players you had respect for throughout your tenure in the league. This one comes from Anthony, Michigan. He goes, who's the toughest receiver you've had to go up against?
Toughest? You know what? There's a lot of tough ones. I mean, a few that stands out, Marvin Harrison, Steve Smith, Terrell Owens. I mean, those guys are tough, but what really makes them tough is the quarterbacks. When they have good quarterbacks, that makes them even harder to cover.
I know you said all year, it seems like anymore every week, Champ, you're going against an elite receiver in this league anymore.
Yeah, well, lately I haven't been.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I'm playing, there's one that's tough every week. You know, anytime I match up on a guy, you know, I look forward to those because, I mean, those guys, they're known for getting their numbers. And, you know, and I'm known for stopping guys from getting their numbers, so it's definitely a battle.
Just two more, Champ, but this one comes from Matt in Iowa. He goes, being a soft-spoken guy, how do you respond to receivers who talk trash to you during a game?
The funny thing is I haven't had a lot of guys talk trash. I mean, because I think out of respect they don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because some guys I play, they trying to pick my brain and, what are y'all doing on that? What are we doing? And, you know, after the game I'll tell them. But, you know, while we're playing, it's very competitive because some guys really want to get their numbers against me.
Never gone against, like, a young rookie that maybe was thinking too much of himself, made a mistake, maybe said a few things?
Yeah, a few guys. But you end up shutting them up in the end.
Mm-hmm. Last question, Champ. This one comes from up in Canada. It says, what kinds of things do you like to do in your free time?
Watch TV, you know, just chill, relax. I mean, it's a grind out here, 16, 17 weeks of football. It's tough. So anytime I get a chance to relax, I love doing that.
You like watching football on TV, or do you try to get away from that?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan. You know, I'm very big fan of what's going on now, what's happened before. So, you know, I try to watch as much as I can.
All right, Champ, thanks a lot for coming on. And make sure you log on to DenverBroncos.com next week for another edition of A Few Minutes With. Thanks for watching.